part of what is our current presidential process is that most candidates have to go, especially these new candidates, or like you think Bill Clinton or even Al Gore, actually, have to go through a certain humiliation process to be taken seriously. And it's actually not completely dysfunctional. I mean, not everybody can go through that. And it does create a certain vetting process that those who survive it are more probably capable of holding this unbelievably high and difficult office of the President of the United States, an important office. So, you know, they're either crazy, or like superstars. And I actually think, you know, if I may just look a little bit at Romney here and offer a view that's contrarian to most of my friends, which is that he's a joke and he's an empty suit and all of that stuff, that Romney is actually probably an integral operating guy, for one thing. If you just look at his basic sort of friendliness and competency in the previous stages of development, he's a pretty impressive guy. I mean, he comes out of this blue Mormon kind of background, very Boy Scout, plays by the rules. This is you know, there's nobody, you know, who really has credible arguments that the guy is a shyster, he's lining his own pockets. He's made all of his hundreds of million dollars playing the game by the rules. I mean, you could argue that the rules are rigged, and I think we could argue that, but he's played by them. And so he has that sort of basic good guy fairness thing down from blue, and you know, it's significant. And then, you know, clearly his orange credentials are unassailable. I mean, he's made hundreds of millions of dollars. Bain Capital, by all accounts, did play by the rules. And again, you can argue that the rules are rigged, and I think we could argue that. But they were freakishly, as they said this morning on Morning Joe, effective and successful, off the bell curve by the standards of other companies like theirs. And a lot of it was him. It was his baby. That was his company. And he, by all accounts, has a very whip-smart mind in view and perspective of international money markets and all of that stuff, the basic business of the economy. And it's like he said in his speech, and this is his message, is that the economy is business. And so it's a little bit of a new version of what's good for business is good for America. Mm-hmm. And he really does believe that. Now, you know, we can not, and we, you know, can see that that may have a dangerous side to it. But that's where he's coming from. So he has those just unassailable orange credentials. And then he also has a lot of green credentials, actually. I mean, if you think just Romney Care was a major significant expansion of the safety net in Massachusetts, his health care plan up there. Plus, he has openly been pro-abortion. He has been pro-gay rights. He has been pro-gun control. These are very liberal positions. He had to have these positions in order to be elected governor of Massachusetts. But I think he did believe them in his early career. And I think he probably still does. That gets to the major critique of Mitt Romney, of course, and we'll get to that in a minute.